delighted to have all of you here. We appreciate you coming, and we want you to have a perfectly marvelous time today and tomorrow. We have an interesting program, some important musicians and speakers, some real folk people, and if you didn't bring your picnic lunch, we have food, all kinds of good food. Fiddles, as Miss Bolton says. And in town, there's food. There are antique shops. There are many things here for you to see and enjoy. We have craftsmen here, marvelous craftsmen that have come from many places in Florida and from many states. We want you to see what they have brought that is in the park and also in the town. Our mayor, Mr. Charlie Meadows, asked to be greeted for him because he had a sadness in his family, a death in his family, and he was not able to be here today to greet you. We have a very important lady with us today who grew up in White Springs. Her father was a Methodist minister. And you know Methodist ministers' children are supposed to be quiet and sedate. But she enjoyed life and used to dive from the roof of the spring into the boil, and a wonderful swimmer. And I'm going to ask Mrs. Fisher, who was Miss Rowland, to stand.
It's Rowell.
Rowell. Now, Mrs. Fisher's daughter, Mrs. Beverly Dozier, is the director of the Division of Cultural Affairs of the Department of State in Florida. You know, this is part of the state government, and we are very proud in White Springs to have a state park which belongs to all of the citizens of Florida. And we are so pleased to have Mrs. Dozier here to greet you this morning. Mrs. Beverly Dozier, Director of the Division of Cultural Affairs of the Department of State. Ms. Dozier.
It's always a great joy for me to come every year and be with you at this folk festival. You see, they say you can't get the country out of the girl, and that's true, because so many people, as I travel around the state, they really don't know I was born on the Suwannee River, and you found out about it today. But it's always great to be here with you. I wish I could stay for the whole 2 days. You're going to hear some wonderful folk music, which is part of our heritage in America, and I'm glad that we could have it. As you know, we usually have it in the spring, and some things happened that we couldn't, but we're delighted that we could have it on a mini folk festival this year in August. And it's great coming and seeing you every year and just have a good time. I wish I could stay here the whole time.
I'm sure all of you know Cousin Thelma. If you don't know her, you will know her today and tomorrow. We wouldn't have the Florida Folk Festival without her. She is known far and wide. And even in California, the papers carried the notice that the Florida Folk Festival was one of the great attractions in the United States. So, Cousin Thelma Bolton is here to make you happy and to welcome you and to take care of the program for the next 2 days.
Thank you.
Can you think of a better way to celebrate your birthday than this? Today's my birthday. And let's see, I know you're just dying to know how old I am. Well, now let me see. I'm as old as my tongue, but not as old as my teeth. And you know what? I think some folks must have got drowned down the line because they're not here. That's not like them. We know that the Seminoles, the first citizens of Florida, move at their own pace. The new superintendent of public instruction might have A.W. Levy working. If he doesn't come, I'm sure he'll come. But he's not here right this minute. But he's never missed a folk festival. Just as I've never missed a folk festival. And this is the 21st, which is wonderful. So we'll just play on down here. We'll play by ear. After all, it's a folk festival. Barbara Mueller from Lake Mary said she'd come up and lead us in the singing of our state song. Well, either one. Step out there with all. Isn't that array of mics impressive? All right. All right. And since it's next to the national anthem in Florida, may we stand. Way down upon the Swanee River, far, far away, there's where my heart is turning ever, there's where the old folks stay, all up and down the old creation, sadly. Remember this about our state song, that it's the number one song of all times of Stephen Foster's day and our day. We know that wherever there are people, our way down upon the Swanee River, our old folks at home, is known. And that the Swanee River, which is right back here, wraps itself around the world. What a wonderful thing that is. Well, now Zeke's here, all tuned up and just dying to show out on the stage. Zeke has been coming to the festival many, many years. He hadn't been here 21, but almost 21. He's a city inspector, he tells me, for Panama City. He's a master electrician, but best of all, he's a fiddler at heart. And he's here to heist a tune for us. Zeke Stevens and his wife, Rosa. They do something that is unique. They beat the straws. And that's a very old way through the South just be one instrument, maybe, the fiddle. And to make a little more music, somebody would beat rhythms right on the strings. And they're going to demonstrate that for you. Zeke, here you come.
Thank you, Miss Thelma. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to demonstrate a little playing to you all. Hope you all like it. Now I have my gourd fiddle, of course, I have to use a lady's garter around it, you know, to make it work out, keep from falling. If I was dropping and breaking, if I was getting sighted for it this morning, you know. So I have to just do the best I can, you know, but ain't too much. Anyhow, we're going to try to play a little on both of them. I don't know how our mics are picking up, but someone can tell us. Polly Wally Doodle, I was all playing right then for you all the last piece there. But now we'll come on something. Might be a little better. You never know. Just because you think she's so pretty. Won't you please come home? Thank you. you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Isn't it wonderful to have an instant cover? The Lord makes us rich in various ways. And one of the ways he makes us rich is to give us a sense of humor. Our next participant is an old gentleman of about 9 years old with a marvelous flair for comedy. It's a pleasure to have Jerry Lawrence Bullard from White Springs come and sing for us.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, His truth is marching on. The circuit riding preacher used to ride across the land with a rifle in his saddle and a Bible in his hand. He told the prairie people all about the promised land as he went riding, singing down the trail, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. The circuit riding preacher traveled through the mire and mud, told about the fire and furnace and of Noah and the flood. He preached the way to heaven was by water and the blood as he went riding, singing down the trail. Power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. His rifle may be rusting as it hangs upon the wall, and his Bible old and dusty may be never read at all. But into the resurrection, when we hear the trumpets call, his truth will ride along. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on, marching on and on. I had an old dog, and his name was Blue, and I bet you $5 he's a good dog too, saying, come on, Blue, chase that possum up the cinnamon tree. Blue looked at the possum. Oh, possum looked at me, saying, come on, Blue, oh, you can have some too. Bake that possum good and brown, lay them sweet taters all round and round, saying, come on, Blue, you can have some too. Now old Blue died, and he died so hard that he jarred the ground in my backyard, saying, go on, Blue, I'm a-coming too. I dug his grave with a silver spade, and I laid him down with a golden chain, saying, go on, blue, I'm a-coming too. When I get to heaven, first thing I'll do, grab my horn and a blow for old blue, saying, come on, blue, I finally got here too.
Yes, sir, I expect to see him on Broadway sometime, don't you? Or at least the Mike Douglas show. Yes, sirree. Let's welcome Dan Tillinghast, all the way from Hollywood, Florida. One of our great, fine folk singers, Dan Tillinghast.
Yeah?
Oh, I thought you stood on ready all the time.
I was standing there waiting. They're sitting there waiting. Listen, I've forgotten the before. It intimidates me for sure. Well, now, Cousin Thelma's got me listed in the program as singing Barbara Allen, but that thing gets so long and drawn out that it's got about 39 verses to the version I know. Let's go into something just a little more lively. Maybe we can get some finger snapping and maybe a little hand clapping. We'll go into some work songs from the blacks that built the railroads throughout the country. I've been driving on Bald Mountain. I've been driving round Bald Mountain. I've been driving round Bald Mountain, just biding my time, boy, biding my time. Come on, let's get some hands going. One, two, three, four. I've been driving since Johnny was a baby. That's better. I've been driving since Johnny was a baby. I've been driving since Johnny was a baby. Just biding my time, boys. Just biding my time. Say, old man, where'd you get your learning? Say, old man, where'd you get your learning? Say, old man, where'd you get your learning? For you come here, boy. For you come here. Got my learning on a Big Bend tunnel. Got my learning on a Big Bend tunnel. Got my learning on a Big Bend tunnel. For I come here, boy. For I come here. I've been driving on Bald Mountain. I've been driving on Bald Mountain. I've been driving on Bald Mountain. Just biding my time, boy. Just biding my time. That's good. Everybody give yourselves a hand now. Folk music is fun, and it has been for thousands of years. Some of the songs we sing go back to the 1200s, 1300s. King Henry VIII wrote Greensleeves back about 1490, 1495. One of the most popular songs that's sung here in the States is called the Weaver's song, and I learned this from my father when I was a wee little boy. I hate to discuss how many years ago. Probably 30 years anyway. When I was a bachelor, I lived all alone, and I worked at the weaver's trade. The only thing that I did that was wrong was to woo a fair young maid. I wooed her in the winter time and the summer too. And the only thing that I did that was wrong was to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew. One night she knelt close by my side with no encouragement as I lay slept fast asleep. She threw her arms around my neck and then began to weep. She wept, she cried, and she tore her hair. Ah me, what could I do? So all night long I held her in my arms just to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew. Now I am a bachelor and I live with my son, and we work at the weaver's trade. Every time that I look into his eyes, he reminds me of that fair young maid. He reminds me in the winter time and the summer too, of the many, many times that I held her in my arms just to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew. Thank you. We got time? I'll sing a duet. Where'd Barbara go?
Barbara. Where'd she
hide? Barbara. Barbara Mueller, where are you? Oh, she's minding a store. I guess we'll get together later then. I'll sing a duet anyway. Buffaloes, you know, used to roam the western plains, the United States, and the buffalo boy would spend 9 or 10 months a year out on the plains, and he'd kill him a bunch of buffalo, and he'd bring those hides into town, and as soon as he got there, there was some young girl just looking to cash in on all those buffalo hides. So this song tells a story about the history of the buffalo boy and how well he made out as a buffalo skinner. When are we gonna get married, married, married? When are we gonna get married, my dear little buffalo boy? Well, I reckon we'll marry next Sunday, next Sunday, next Sunday. I reckon we'll marry next Sunday, that is, if the weather be good. Well, she starts right in like a lady asking questions.
How are you gonna come to the wedding, a wedding, a wedding? How are you gonna come to the wedding, my dear little buffalo boy?
Well, I reckon I'll come in my ox cart, my ox cart, my ox cart. I reckon I'll come in my ox cart, that is, if the weather be good. Well, you know how women like to nag.
Why don't you come in your buggy, your buggy, your buggy? Why don't you come in a buggy, my dear little buffalo boy?
'Cause my ox don't fit no buggy, no buggy. My ox don't fit no buggy, not even if the weather be good.
Well, who you gonna bring to the wedding, the wedding, the wedding? Who you gonna bring to the wedding, my dear little buffalo boy?
Well, I reckon I'll bring my children, my children, my children. I reckon I'll bring my children, that is, if the weather be good. Now, she gets indignant.
Well, I didn't know you had no children, no children, no children. I didn't know you had no children, you darned old buffalo boy.
Well, yes, I got 5 children, 5 healthy, happy, strapping children. Yes, I got 5 children, maybe 6 if the weather be good.
Well, there ain't gonna be no wedding and no wedding and no wedding and ain't gonna be no wedding. And
not even if the weather?
Not even if the weather be good.
Thank you.
We have an old gentleman making his debut here this morning. His name is Chris Kohler, and he's 8 years old. He's from Gainesville, and we are delighted to have Chris come and sing for us and accompany himself on the guitar. That's his papa helping him.
Cherry that has no stone. I gave my love a chicken that has no bone. I told my love a story that has no end. I gave my love a baby that's no cry. Cherry that has no stone. How can there be a chicken that has no bone? How can there be a story that has no end? How can there be a baby that's no cry? Cherry, when it's blooming, it has no stone. A chicken, when it's pipping, it has no bone. The story that I love you, it has no end. A baby, when it's sleeping, it's no
Thank you.
Isn't that wonderful? Now, this is the folk set of process, you see. How can we keep these songs forever if we do not pass them on, pass them down the line from grandmother to mother, from grandfather to father to son? It's wonderful. Let's give him another hand. His mom and dad are over there in the Strictly Folk booth. You must go by there and see all the fascinating things they have. You must visit with all the craftsmen. We have some demonstrating craftsmen, marvelous carvers, marvelous. And my goodness, look at Cousin Ann over here from St. Augustine. We steal her from the restored section of St. Augustine to come and spin for us. She's a whiz. Let's give her a hand. So many wonderful things. Well, let's see. Who's next here? Oh, can't have a folk festival, you know, without a musical saw. And we know just two musical sawyers. And Aubrey's one of them. He's been coming since the beginning. He had a little time out when he was sent to India to with the Federal Agricultural Project, and he was gone for 4 years. But I don't think Aubrey would miss the folk festival. Playing the musical saw. The other sawyer is from Chipley, and my, he's temperamental. But Aubrey hasn't got a temperamental bone in his body. So let's clap him on the stage. And Barbara Mueller is going to accompany him. See, you don't need to worry about the weather. I'm sure it's going to be perfect.
Pulling a little trick on you.
You are?
One of these folk festivals, I said there are several different kinds of saws. Back some 40 years ago, when I started playing this saw, I played it at a skit night at the university. And I ordered a bass saw. Now, the saw I played for years is a baritone saw. I ordered the bass saw, and it never did arrive in time for me to use it. Well, you know how students are. They don't have too much money. And I didn't have any at all at the time, and I couldn't even get the saw out of the post office. So I let it go back, and I played my baritone saw for a good many years. And then when this festival came up, I decided, well, I'll find out whether I can get another saw. So I sent for a tenor saw, and this is what I've got to play the first number with. This is a tenor saw. Then I'll play on the baritone saw for my second number.
Thank you.
Now with the baritone saw, I'll play again the one we sang first, the state song, Swanee River.